You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Kia ora e te whanau, you are on 95BFM, and we're about to talk about the APRA Silver Scroll finalists for 2020. The top five has been announced, and it is looking very, very good, including three faves that we play a lot on BFM, and we're going to hear from them in just a second. If you're not sure about what the APRA Silver Scroll Awards are, they celebrate New Zealand's songwriters and composers, and the Silver Scroll Award itself is New Zealand's most prestigious songwriting award, which recognises outstanding achievement in the craft of songwriting. So it's pretty cool. It's a great way for artists to be recognised for tracks that aren't necessarily their most popular or their most commercially viable songs. It's a pretty special way of kind of recognising just the craft that goes into actually creating a beautiful track. It was established in 1965, and everybody from Ray Columbus to Dave Dobbin, Beck Runga, Chris Knox, Kinkapisi have won it alongside many, many more. And last year, Aldous Harding took it out for The Barrel, which of course was a big fave of many BFM listeners. So this year, the top five has just been announced. It came out on Saturday. You've got pop sensation Benny with her track Glitter, which is an infectious song, I think is the word for it. Super catchy, and if you've got people of a TikTok age in your household, you might have seen some good dancing done to this. LAB is also nominated for their wonderful track In the Air. And we have also got Nadia Reid, Reb Fountain, and Troy Kingy up for the award too. The first person we're going to hear from this morning is Nadia Reid, who's based in Port Chalmers, and her wonderful album Out of My Province came out in March of this year. It's a very lush and reflective record that certainly got a lot of play in my bubble during level four. So let's have a listen to Nadia talk about her track that is nominated for the Silver Scroll, Get the Devil Out.
I've been thinking about you know, songs and why we're compelled to write them, and I think with this one, and without sounding too sort of full on or anything, but a lot of the time it feels with all songs like it's like a compulsion, and I don't know terribly what I'm trying to say in the moment. And all I remember about writing this song was I was in Adelaide. I just played at the Grace Emily Hotel and sleeping upstairs in this bunk room, pretty shabby bunk room. And I just wrote these lyrics down in my journal, which I do a lot of journaling, you know, a lot when I travel, and I wrote the song there, yeah. And that's, yeah, it just kind of poured out. It wasn't conscious. I wasn't trying to have a specific message. It just was, this kind of unconscious outpour. You know, I was kind of thinking about what it is that makes a song sort of meaningful, and I sort of came up with, like, there's this sense of, you know, getting to the core and, like, of oneself, and it sometimes it's really uncomfortable. And I think I like to sort of torture myself a little bit by, you know, kind of doing a lot of deep reflection and just noticing, you know, this sort of humanness that we all sort of share, and a lot of the stuff we just don't talk about, and we just kind of get on with it.
I gotta give the devil out of me. I'm searching for the permanence so that I can breathe again. You took that razor through your skin, not enough that you would die, just enough so you could breathe again. Making friends with who I used to be. She was a little shorter. She was a little lighter. I am only one woman. You are only one man. I try to find religion. I've always taken a little longer, a little further out to some deserted sea. It was a good time for freedom. You watched me dancing in front of your TV. I am only one woman. You are only one man. They will try.
That was Nadia Reid with Get the Devil Out. That is one of the top five finalists for the APRA Silver Scroll 2020. The second track we're going to hear about this morning is from Reb Fountain. Reb Fountain is no stranger to BFM listeners, of course. She was originally born in San Francisco and she emigrated with her family to Littleton, which has produced many amazing songwriters. Nadia actually has done a stint in Littleton. Aldous Harding's from Littleton, Marlon Williams, Delaney Davidson, and they've got that beautiful gothic folk that is so synonymous with that place. And Reb's self-titled album came out back in May via Flying Nun, and it is a really amazing record that we've played a lot of here on this station. She's nominated for her track Don't You Know Who I Am. Let's have a listen to Reb talk about that song.
It really was inspired by a First Nation artist called Benjamin Chi-Chi. That's kind of where the seed began. I had found his artwork and was really enamoured by it, and actually sought the licence to have his artwork on an album that I released a couple of years ago called Little Arrows, and I've got a tattoo of that on my arm, and yeah, just really loved his work. And when I was researching and getting the rights for that, I found out a bit more about his story, and he was an artist who was just on the cusp of success, and like many First Nation people at the time, was picked up for being drunk and disorderly in the late 70s, put into prison, and in prison was bragging, you know, in a sort of drunken way, don't you know who I am, you know, I'm this famous artist. And the next morning he was found hung, and all of his artwork was missing, had been stolen. And so, you know, initially when I kind of stumbled upon him, there's this sort of story about his suicide, and it just really sparked this conversation for me, kind of reflecting about experience of Indigenous people, about the experience of identity, what it is to think that you are somebody or not, and kind of exploring that. And I guess that was really the inspiration of it, but then it morphed into this other thing, which was a little bit more, I guess, universal, and trying to call on us to maybe check ourselves and our sense of privilege or identity and rise beyond that.
One, two, three. Drunk, clear, Indian boy, they said, spouting off his mouth about the great man's dead. What's a little brag between boys in the cell? Never know who's listening at the gates of hell. They're like video stores, press rewind, delete. On those that don't work, that don't fit nice and neat. In the future we say is worth something. Hell, I could have been somebody. Don't you know who I am? Don't you know who I am? In certain circles where you can't touch me, I'm a dance around, you know I'm connected to the powers that be. A golly, you ain't got nothing on me. You put my tail in jail, this is a place called hell. Wheeling and dealing on a Saturday night, caught between a gun and a stitched up fight. Brushing birds that travel hell out of here. Can you see me in your eyes? Don't you know who I am? 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 Don't you cry, brother, there's a knife in your back. Don't you cry, sister, he ain't coming back. Caught you trying to make your way to kingdom come. Well, this is my territory. It's God's will to stamp what's mine. It's God's words that bite your tongue and marks me divine. The moment we lay our hands on the world, she's disfigured. How we can touch her up, don't you know? Don't you know who I am? Don't you know who I am? Don't you know who I am? No shame, no fear, no highway out here. No shame, no fear, no highway out here. Couldn't fake it if I wanted to. I think I'll make it if I follow through. I used to ask you what I needed best, cause sucker punch, I nearly lost my head. Now I'll mount you like an avalanche. Mighty skills is queen for a fighting chance. So go and look at, make your mark on my map. Brush the wood, take my word. Don't you know who I am? 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 He woke up in his mother's arms. Dawn already, he had heard the call. Chee-chee, honey, well, it's time to rise. Spread your wings, little goose, and we'll take flight. He flew over the devil of the wasteland. Six string playing on your heartland. Death in your pockets and a bird unsung. This is the star of progress. I set out on an expedition. Hold fire, girl, with your new religion. Keep it simple with your pop-pop songs. God forbid you change the record. I draw lines in symphony, animal savagery, refugee just like me. Don't believe the hype. Out of the wasteland we come. Little girls, little boys, and the nameless ones. Rise up, oh children, won't you dance with me? Up, little children, come and set me free. Rise, little ones, rise. No shame, no fear. Don't you know who I am? Don't you know who I am?
you know who I am? Don't you know who I am?
That is Reb Fountain with Don't You Know Who I Am. She is nominated for that song for the APRA Silver Scroll 2020, which is what we're talking about. If you've just tuned in, you're on 95BFM. We've heard from Nadia Reid and Reb Fountain, and we're about to hear from Troy Kingy. Troy's album Holy Colony Burning Acres has already actually won him a very prestigious award this year, the 2020 Tate Award, which recognises outstanding creativity for an entire collection of music contained on one recording. It's the latest album in his 10-10-10 project, and his goal is to produce 10 albums in 10 genres across 10 years. This one's his reggae album, inspired in particular by Rastafari reggae, and the record explores the interconnectedness of indigenous peoples across the world, the impacts of colonisation, and the importance of whakapapa. Troy is nominated for his track Mighty Invader. Let's have a listen to Troy talk about that song now.
That song actually happened after having a Wānanga, I stayed at Rob Ruha's house down in Gisborne, and a lot of it come from his kōrero about when Captain Cook first arrived in Gisborne, and a lot of stuff that I'd never heard before. So that was the main trigger for it all, really. Once I wrote that song, I kind of went back, and it became kind of the filter for the rest of the songs. So kind of like a benchmark to kind of raise the songs to that level. So yeah, it did play a big part. It was a conscious thing to make it appeal broadly, not just to the Māori people. In the same vein that Bob Marley was singing about Africa and stuff like that. Upon like talking with a lot of my other friends from overseas, artists and just friends, that was when I decided to start singing more, not just about our Māori stories. And once I started talking to them and realising our stories were the same, pretty much the same thing, and the same thing happened to us, that's when I got excited. And the best rewards have actually been, you know, people from West Papua and stuff like that, with those songs resonating with them. Explorer, you're a mighty invader.
history are taught in schools. Like the lion said, it was to make us the fool. You win a hero, you're a mighty number.
Troy Kingy with Mighty Invader. That is his track, which is nominated in the top five for the APRA Silver Scroll 2020, alongside Reb Fountain with Don't You Know Who I Am, Nadia Reid, Get the Devil Out, Benny with Glitter, and LAB In the Air. The top five is voted on by members of APRA, and that is whittled down from the top 20, which was originally selected by a judging panel made up of 10 songwriters who you'll be very familiar with. A lot of them have either been played on BFM or are just big names in the New Zealand music industry, and we'll find out later in the year who the winner is. But it's a pretty special shortlist, and thank you very much to Reb, Nadia and Troy for having a chat with me about those tracks which have been nominated.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.